Dreipung lies 5 kilometers west of Lhasa at the halfway point of the hill. It was built by Jayan Choje, the disciple of Master Tsongkhapa in 1416. It is the biggest monastery in size and is built in the style of Tibetan religious constructions. There are 4 Tratsang, as Gomang, Lozaling, Deyang, and Agba. The Sutra Hall is the main construction and looks magnificent with beautiful carvings. It can hold over 8,000 monks. The palace for the Dalai Lamas from the 2nd through the 5th is named Ganden Pochang and was built in 1530. The successive Dalai Lamas regarded Dreipung as their mother monastery. There are lots of religious relics, art, and collections in it. Ganden Pochang was built by the 2nd Dalai Lama, Gendun Jamtso, in 1530. Dalai Lamas from the 2nd through the 5th lived there before the Potala Palace was built, and the 5th Dalai Lama gained power with combination of religion and politics here. Since then, Ganden Pochang was also considered as the local government of Tibet. There are 7 stories to the building, divided into 3 parts. Storerooms are in the first part of the basement. Dormitories of monks are around the 2nd floor. The Dalai Lama's palace is on the 7th floor, containing sutra room, bedroom, and meeting room, etc. The Dzogchen Hall. This is located in the middle of the monastery and covers the area of 4,500 square meters. There are 182 big pillars in the hall, and it can hold over 7,000 monks. It is the location for important activities and ceremonies. There are some ancient armors and bows on the pillars. The statue of Manjushri, Shakyamuni, and his 2 disciples, the future Buddha Maitreya, and the past Buddha are all enshrined in the left chapel. The statue of Songtsen Gampo, his concubines, and some of the officers are inlaid on the pillars. The stupa of the 95th Ganden Chiba relic, the statue Manjushri, Tsongkhapa, the 13th Dalai Lama, and Jayan Choje, the creator of the monastery, are all enshrined in this hall. The Museum of Dreipung. The Agba Tratsang. This was built in 1419. The monks who want to make a further study in this Tratsang had to have the experience of studying in the other Tratsangs and pass the examinations. The excellent member from the Tratsang may have the chance to enter Lhasa Tantric Seminary. The Chapel of the Oxhead Avalokiteshvara. It is the earliest construction and was built by Tsongkhapa. It is the most holy statue. There is a story about it that just when Master Tsongkhapa finished the head and neck of the statue, it completed itself. Lozaling Tratsang. It is the biggest Tratsang in the monastery and used to have over 6,000 monks studying in it. The first stupa held the first manager of the Tratsang. The statues of the 5th, 6th, and 7th Dalai Lamas and 1,000 longevity Buddhas are enshrined in the main hall. 3 small chapels are behind the main hall. The 16 arhats and a stupa are in the first chapel. In the 2nd chapel are the statue of the future Buddha Maitreya, Shakyamuni, Tsongkhapa and his 3 disciples, as well as the 13th Dalai Lama. The statue of Shakyamuni, Buddha stupas, and scriptures are in the 3rd chapel.